Fields on Fire. Welcome to Community News. My name is Paul.
And I'm Christine.
Christine, how are you today?
I'm pristine.
You're pristine.
Pristine, and I'm feeling pristine.
That's good. Pristine, Christine, Listine, Listerine. Yeah. I can't think of any other rhymes to go with it.
Yeah, I took a bath before we recorded it, so I'm feeling pristine. And I'm throwing this show over to friends named Christine.
Thank you so much for bathing before the show.
Oh,
I appreciate
like to
that.
Smell good for you.
You always do smell good.
Oh, thank you.
But thank you again for bathing.
Wait, is that like a, do I smell good in a you as in Joe Biden way? Are you like sniffing me from behind?
I am. I'm coming up from behind you and sniffing your hair.
Kissing the back of my head.
Did I kiss the back of your head?
I mean, I don't know, but there would be nothing weird about that or creepy at all.
You don't think so?
Why would people think that's weird?
Here, let me try it right
it's
now.
Joe
How
Biden.
Is it?
I have to just say, I have a lot of friends, you and I have some mutual friends, who keep saying how that's not so weird. It's an affectionate thing because they love Joe Biden. And look, I like him too. He seems like a nice guy. But I've been wanting to say, and I haven't even commented on it on Facebook, quite frankly, because there's so much going on in the world and in my life that I can't get involved. But I just want to say, I think it's weird if anyone does it. I don't want a girl coming up behind me, sniffing my hair, and then kissing the back of my head. It's a little weird.
You see, I don't mind anybody coming up behind me and sniffing me and kissing my head.
Really?
I find, yes.
A guy or a girl?
I don't care who it is.
Really?
I just need that.
See, like, I like affection, but I like consent. I would like to say, you may now.
So basically, what you should do is you should put a sign.
I like him. I like Joe Biden.
You should put a sign up form on your back.
Yes.
So there would be a consent.
Yes.
Is that how it would work?
Like this list I have.
Right.
But I would write, you know.
For everybody who's looking, you're holding up a list.
No, I'm just showing you.
Oh, just me.
But I would have, it would have lines, and then I would write on it, for the next hour, I am open to people that have bathed and are not gross and that are cute and cute in personality as well to sniff the back of my head and kiss me. But you have to know me pretty well.
How much? What is
it
this? A manifesto?
A manifesto. It would be a long consent. And then I would also say, now that you've read this, please ask me verbally if I consider you one of those people that I'm willing to.
So you not only have to read, then you have to ask.
Yes.
Oh, forget it. It's not worth
it.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. I don't want just anybody. I mean, like, I don't want just anybody touching
me. Let me ask you a question. How about if Dan Van Vanderdan, the manager, and he did it? You would love that, wouldn't you? How is he doing, by the way?
He's doing well.
Is he? He hasn't gotten fired from his interview, right?
He did not get fired. He did not. I went and checked up on him.
Okay.
So I posted that video.
Right. I saw. Yes. So everything is okay
there.
Yeah,
he's there, and they don't seem to have even noticed he came on the show.
Thank God.
So interesting.
Good for them, and good
for us, though, that they don't listen to our show yet. I went there a little undercover. I was still being I-Team, and I was snooping around to see, is there any hubbub? Is anyone talking about the Van Vanderdan? Is there any brouhaha about his appearance on Community News? And no, things were just going on as normal there. I ate some tapas at the restaurant there.
Did they roofie you? So you had to get a room or you were okay?
Nobody roofied me.
Right.
But I did notice many couples. I was spying in my I-Team way. There were many couples at the bar cozying up to each other. And yet here they are finding love at the hi-ho at the bar. I don't know if they ever ended up in a room or not. But I went in to check on our Dan Van Vanderdan. I keep saying it wrong. Is it Van Vanderdan?
So, wait a second.
It's hard for me to say that name.
So you went to check in
I wanted to make sure he still had a job. And I wanted to see if there was any brouhaha, hubbub, any talk of him coming on our show. But it seemed that the staff there, nobody seemed to know. Nobody was talking about it. I didn't ask. I didn't say, have you heard?
I think they're too busy cleaning the room after every 15 minutes, so they don't have time to listen.
The restaurant staff is different than the hotel staff.
Right.
But I was just like, you know, I just had my ears on, and I was just paying attention.
I'm glad you had your ears on for a change, because usually you take them off.
Well, I was going to say I had my ears out.
Oh, you had them out?
I didn't know which is a better way to describe, you know, what I do as the I-Team.
Got you.
You know,
ears
so I was
on
spying.
Or out. Okay.
I was spying, and I was listening, and I was watching. And I just saw a lot of hooking up going on, a lot of love in the evening.
So I'm glad you checked on Dan and that he's doing well. Thank you, I-Team.
Can you say his name? Is it Dan Van Vanderdan or Van? I get
Dan Van Vanderdan. But I think I might have thrown in a van and a Dan somewhere in there. We'll get him back on and he'll pronounce it for us
properly. I need to slow down the recording of him saying his name and like write myself an index card.
Yes, I need to write myself a cheat sheet. Something like that.
Okay.
Well, thank you. But I also want to move on to our main story.
Okay.
And something that you actually predicted on a much, much earlier show when we were talking about the bonfires. You said eventually this school is going to burn down. And guess what happened? It burned down. It wasn't really a bonfire, though. But thank you for being psychic about it.
I'm actually almost scared at my Sissy Spacek Carrie-like powers at times.
Right.
Let's just review for our listeners. Some might just be tuning in for the first time. Back in the fall, we talked about bonfire at the high school. And I was saying to you that it makes me nervous, the bonfire, because I get scared that it's going to like spread and burn down. And then we more recently revisited that when we had the middle school football coach on. And I said that it scares me like that. And then I said, hey, maybe that's a way to get a brand new middle school here. We could actually bring some fans, like not screaming fans, cheering fans, but like wind blowing fans, make the fire spread and burn down the middle school. And then we could finally force them to build a new middle school because we need a new middle school in town because they haven't had one since like 1955. 65. And then, lo and behold, the big news story is
that, but this really wasn't a bonfire. This was some idiot who saw a wet field and wanted to have a baseball game, so put a whole bunch of gasoline on and set it on fire to try and dry it off.
I mean,
so,
but who thinks that? Who thinks wet fields need to dry it? Hey, I know. Let's set it on fire.
Probably one of your next door neighbors. I don't know.
How idiotic, though. I mean,
moronic.
Is that where your mind goes?
Yeah, that's exactly what I think. It's exactly what I think. Pour gasoline on everything. Every problem that I have, I just throw gasoline and a match on. Why not?
How many steps, though, from, like, does your brain have to take from wet gas to, I know, let's just set it on fire. That'll dry it.
Usually one, two, it usually goes wet. I'm going to get gas in my car. I'm going to put gas on the lawn, and then I'm going to set it on fire. So I guess that's three steps.
I mean, truly, think of anything else in your life that gets wet, and you think you want to dry it. Like, I would think, let's go get some towels before I'd say, hey, everyone on the team, run home to your mommy's house and go grab all the towels and come back and let's dry the field with towels.
Oh, I thought you were saying that people should take wet towels, throw gasoline on them, and set them on fire to dry them off instead of a dryer. Is that what?
I'm saying if I was there and the field was wet and I needed to play a game, the first thing I'm going to think is Bounty, the quicker picker upper, and towels. And I would say to all the little kids on the team and all the parents, hey, everybody, why don't you go home, go to your linen closet, bring all your towels and get all your Bounty, quicker picker upper, and paper towels. And let's see if we can literally dry the field like that. That would be my first.
You've obviously spent a lot of time at athletic fields.
Well, my kid plays all the sports, but I try to avoid going as much as possible.
Because I haven't been yet at an event where there's a bunch of Bounty on the field drying it off.
No, I know that nobody uses that. But what I'm saying is, what would you think? If the field's wet, what is your first thing?
My first thing is I'm running home and getting Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
I'm not saying anyone actually does that. But what I'm saying is, if I'm really going to say we're not canceling the game and we're not going to let the kids play in the mud, we're going to dry the field.
Right.
How can we dry it? The first thing is not gasoline. If I'm really going to think about how do we dry it, I would actually suggest we get towels before I gasoline. I know it's ridiculous, but I mean it ridiculous, but I also mean it's at least it's safe ridiculous.
Right. Okay, so from now on, your community news podcast tip, if your field is wet, get a lot of Bounty paper towels.
And real towels. Go home.
And then that way you can dry it
off. How big is a baseball team? Like 12 kids?
Right.
If everybody on the home team, and it might be where both teams are home, if everybody goes home and gets towels from their linen closet, you could probably dry at least enough of the little diamond to play baseball.
You know what? This tip is...
Do you realize it's true?
This tip is almost as good as the tips I saw in the community newspaper.
Wait, but do you realize, as ridiculous as it sounds, that it probably would be enough towels to dry the diamond? Just admit that.
Okay. I'll admit that. No. I will not.
You think gasoline's a better idea?
No. What you do is you pour more sand on it and it dries it out.
That,
of course.
All right. Well, we live in a beach town, so why didn't somebody think of that? Why didn't they go and get sand?
You don't take sand from the beach.
You don't?
No. They have like quick drying sand for things
like
that. Yes.
Oh.
or towels, one of the two. So anyway, okay. This tip, your tips are great, almost as good as the tips in the newspaper. The
newspaper that we used to write for.
Right. Gardening safety tips, they gave us some. Are you ready to hear some of these?
Don't chop off your hands with the shears.
That's number one. How did you know? Now, the first one is avoid repetition. Rotate gardening tasks so you don't get stuck and hurt doing the same thing the whole time.
Oh, you know, it's funny. I'm actually really good at number one. I rotate it so well. I've lived in this house 11
That's
years.
That's what she said, yeah.
I've rotated my gardening tasks so well that I have rotated it for 11 years. I haven't done one gardening task in 11 years.
Okay, but here's the second one.
Okay.
While you're gardening, make sure to use the right tool. Are you using the right tool to garden?
I would say that would also be, I do that one successfully, yes, because
That's what
I
she
don't
said.
Garden. That is what she said. I don't garden, so therefore I am using the right tool to garden when I do not garden.
Make sure to get a shot. The CDC says to make sure to get your tetanus shot if you're working in soil. So that takes it out. There's no way I'm gardening if I have to go get a shot.
Thankfully, I don't garden because I have not gotten my tetanus shot since I was bit by a friend's Doberman in New York City in my 20s.
So you weren't gardening then?
No.
When you got
it?
You were just Doberman-ing.
I was just luring in a Doberman because I'm apparently a boy dog magnet,
right.
too.
Now, I understand. Right. Now, I understand that. Yes. Us talking about these lists, we used to be friends with, and I use this in the past tense, used to be friends with somebody on the community newspaper.
We were friends with all of our former coworkers.
And what happened? Somebody defriended us.
I
we both got defriended at the same time.
We both noticed that we were defriended by one of our former coworkers at the community newspaper.
And I'm not going to say that he wrote the list.
That he or she. I think that we both are very careful not to make fun of or disparage our former coworkers or even our former bosses there, as ridiculous as some of those people might be. So it was like surprising to see that we were unfriended. Like it made me wonder, does this person think that we're mocking them? What do you think?
I think that they don't have a sense of humor and they hate the podcast and they're jealous that we're doing it and that we're not at the paper anymore.
Clearly they
and
don't.
So they yeah. decided to defriend us.
Clearly they don't have a sense of humor. That is clear.
Right.
I think that this is a person who does, if they did write the lists, they would be quite literal about those lists. They would actually think they were doing a community service by saying, stating the obvious, like, don't forget to wash after you've been playing in the soil for 3 hours.
Did you see the list? You obviously saw the list because that's number four.
Oh, I was just guessing. What else is on the list? Anything else?
That's
good?
It. That's
you know, I miss these lists. We haven't been doing these lists lately
I got another one.
I'd like to start bringing them back. Can we bring them back?
I got an for Tuesday's show, I got
oh,
a doozy
good.
For you. I got
these
a really
state
good
the
one.
Obvious
anyway, one last thing I want to say. I
yes.
want to ask you, we'll debate this on air. Maybe we'll have some viewers write in
yes.
To the website. Site and,
yes.
and tell us what we should do. Your son, he came home with a form you showed me for his yearbook to take out ads.
That's
should,
right.
What do you think? Should we take out a community news podcast ad?
I think we should. We haven't advertised the show at all other
right.
than on our own Facebook pages and Instagrams, our personal ones. And we haven't really done any publicity for the show, which is amazing how it's grown
now,
without doing that. I think we should consider doing a yearbook ad. I think we should take out ads for the local musical theater plays when they want ads in the programs. I think it's time that we start advertising in the community.
Now, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Have we alienated everyone in all of these groups that they're not going to take our money no matter how desperate they are?
I don't think so. I mean, like you said, the only people we would have alienated are people who have zero sense of humor.
Right. Well, yes, I guess so.
If you have any sense of humor, you should not be
alienated.
Well,
we also
alienated
people with beards. We also alienated people who do something else.
Breastfeeding?
Breastfeeding people.
Well,
you know, there are quite a few groups.
You shouldn't be alienated just because I say that I find an Abraham Lincoln beard dirty, filthy, smelly, and disgusting. That doesn't mean we can't be friends. It
right.
just means we can't be lovers.
lovers.
It just means we won't be making
I
out
like how
anytime.
You said that.
Yes.
You don't like making out with bearded people.
Ugh, I would never in my life.
You don't
I never have, and I'm about to turn 50, and I never will.
You don't want some hair in your mouth when you're making out?
Ugh.
All right. You see, now we have alienated all the beauties.
No, it's not alienating. Listen, we're all allowed to have an opinion. I could think your beard is filthy, vile, and disgusting. That doesn't mean we can't be friends. I'm friends with all kinds of people, but I'm allowed to have an opinion. You're allowed to have an opinion of me. You could say that people who look like me, who look like they are withering away and look exactly like me, you could find me filthy, disgusting, whatever, and we could still be friends. That doesn't mean we can't be friends. It just means I might not be your physical type.
I'm not exactly sure how we got from deciding whether we should take out an ad in a yearbook to you making out with a beardie, but somehow we did it.
We got there because you said, did we alienate every person? You gave that example. Right. And I'm saying, just because I'm saying that I find it gross doesn't mean I'm alienating them unless they have no sense of humor, because we're allowed to have opinions about things. And listen, this isn't just a podcast. This is a problem worldwide right now in the world and in life. People think that just because you have an opinion means, look, we can be friends just because I don't like that. That doesn't mean we can't be friends because you like beards and I don't like beards. It just means we will never be like, you know.
Lovers. And on that note.
And that's the only dirty thing we said this whole podcast. Did you note, community? We did a G-rated show just for you.
Oh, that is so wonderful. What was PG-13?
I would say. And now should I show you that I'm not wearing a bra?
Oh, my God.
I didn't have time to put one on. Should I show that to make it a less G-rated
show? Now it's not G-rated anymore.
PG-13.
And on that note. My name is Paul.
And my name is Christine.
Christine, it's a pleasure. And I will talk to you again on Tuesday. Have a wonderful weekend.
Have a fabulous weekend. We love you, community.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.